If you're looking for a local place to help grow your family with a fur baby, Actonian Denny Robson has a veritable litter to choose from. The local woman recently started Newman's New Beginnings, a cat rescue service that's helping felines find their forever home. "I've dreamt for years and years of having my own rescue," she told Halton Hills Today. Since opening last fall, the rescue has helped dozens of cats find new owners. But, the rise of pandemic pets is stretching resources thin. "My shelter's debut actually came at a time when rescues were starting to close their intake because of the overwhelming dropping off of COVID cats," Robson explained. "Last year's sharp inflation rise also put a lot of financial pressure on owners who can no longer afford to care for their pets, only making the situation worse. Some people simply abandon their furry companions at rescues, something that Robson has experienced. She recalls two instances where she opened her front door to find a cat carrier on the porch with no owner in sight. "Don't just drop it, your animal, because we don't know the cat's medical history. We don't know how old it is. Does it need vetting? Is it chipped? All of that," Robson said. She has seven families working as fosters for her, but she said that's not enough. At the time of writing, she had eight cats waiting to be adopted, but the local rescue has been known to have as many as 16 at a time. Food, vet and litter costs add up. As such, Newman's New Beginnings is accepting monetary donations through GoFundMe and e-transfers to newmearescue@gmail.com. Donations of food, litter and toys are also welcome at 46 Dairy Drive, Acton. Robson tries to keep Jax calm, who was scared of the camera. Mansoor Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. And of course, people can also help by adopting. Robson personally goes through the adoption applications and does home visits and reference checks to ensure each cat is going to the right place. Those who want to adopt from Robson or her foster families can contact her through the rescue's Facebook page, or at 647-829-8134. Foster families are located in Acton, Georgetown, Milton and even as far as St. Catharines. The inspiration behind Newman's New Beginnings is Newman the Tuxedo Cat, who was named after the antagonist character on Seinfeld and lived with Robson for 4 years before he passed away. But Robson's Newman was anything but a villain, according to her. "I called him my Walmart greeter because he would always be the one that greeted them, rescue cats," she said. "He helped them through their transition here. He would let the new kittens pretend nurse on him. And he would show them the ropes of being a regular cat again."